Your name, please?
Yes, my name is Vasavi Shankar Boravke.
Vasavi Shankar?
Boravke.
Boravke.
Yes.
Boravke, I see. Could you tell me in brief the history of this Kanyakumari Stan?
I see. The Kanyakumari Stan I started to visit before 2 years. There are many books in Marathi and in Hindi and English. And from those books, you will get the idea of the Sakori style.
Yes, I see. How many nuns live in the Kanyakumari style?
Here, now 53 kanyas.
53?
Yes, are living in this style here.
I see.
Yes.
Under the guidance of Sati Godavari Mata.
Yes, yes. The guidance of Godavari Mata.
I see. And could you tell me something about Upasani Maharaj? Do you know something about Upasani Maharaj? And from his going from Shirdi to Sakori.
He got to heaven in 1941.
He arrived in Sakori?
Yes, yes.
In 41?
In this place, yes.
In 41. Sent by Shirdi Baba?
Sent by Shirdi Baba. The knowledge he got from Sai Baba Shirdi.
Yes.
He was there about 4 years.
4 years.
And the thoroughly knowledge of the this, what do you say, Dharmic?
You mean the knowledge that
yes.
he got?
Yes.
Atmic knowledge?
Yes, Atmic knowledge he got from Sai Baba and Guru?
The Guru?
Yes. Guru, yes. Sai Baba is his Guru, Upasana
Baba. His Guru, I see.
And when his knowledge, one knowledge was completed, then he told him, then you take your place in here, where you like.
And
then,
become yourself a guru.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
I see.
Then he wandered here in Maharashtra about 1 or 2 years. And after 2 years, he came here. And the locality of this...
in Sakori?
Yes, village. They got him a place. That place you are seeing just now. And the first time he started his stall from that Datta Mandir.
Right. He was living in the Datta Mandir.
Datta Mandir.
I see.
At that time, nothing was here.
Nothing was here. Only the Datta Mandir.
No.
He built.
Only ground.
I see.
Nothing.
I see.
No trees, no...
Anything.
There were the 1 or 2 trees here.
But
the big trees, now you see, there were 2 or 3 trees at that time. But no buildings were here.
All deserted.
He was living in a hut at that time. And he was then advised to... build that temple of Datta.
Datta, yes.
Datta has got 3 mouths. But mala express karta aale paje nahi in English.
Can you say
yes.
this in English?
Yes. The yajnas, everywhere. Yajnas are, they are taken everywhere, performed everywhere.
Yes.
And the intention of the yajnas is to develop the country and the people living in the country, they should have a sound life. And the country should develop and give more grains to the country.
In grace of the yagna.
Living, yes. by these acts, the expectation is this.
The
country and the living people in the country, they should develop, they should, there will be no quarrels in the people living in the, there are Christians, Mohammedans, Hindus, Sikhs, and so many communities. They should not quarrel, they should be, they should be one.
At the
last, they should be one, and all those communities, they should try to develop their countries, and with the development of the country will shine in the world. This is the main intention of this yajna.
In short, you want to say he is doing all this for the welfare of India.
Yes.
For the welfare of India, all this yajna.
In this stall, the seven yajnas are performed here.
I see. They only are by women.
Only by women. Here, no man is allowed to get in that area.
This is unique in all India.
This is the unique place. There you will find no place that kanyas or women they perform these yajnas and talk these havans and mantras. Yes.
The old mantras, Vedic mantras.
In India, you will get nowhere second place. This is the unique place.
In all India.
The unique and the only place.
Only place.
This is why I brought you here.
Sati Godavari Mataji
yes.
Prosecuted the work of Upasani Maharaj.
Yes.
When
Upasani was alive, at that time when this lady of Godavari Mata came, she was at about 10 or 11 years. And with her, there were her two sisters and mother and father. Her living place is Shegaon. Yes. She was born there, and from there, with two sisters and father and mother, she came here to see Upasani Maharaj.
I see.
Yes. Upasani Maharaj asked him to give these kanyas for to start the star here. And they, her mother and father, they promised him Upasani Maharaj. And they all were living here.
They were living all here?
All here.
So Sati Godavari Mataji, his
father. She was at that time 10 or 11 years at that time.
He was living with all the family?
All the family. Two sisters are here.
Ah, living?
Yes, living. Her two sisters are living here.
Yeah, and are nuns.
Yes. Her mother died one and a half year. Her mother was alive here. Her mother was living here
until 1 year and a half ago.
Yes, she died.
She died. Yes.
One and a half year. She died. Upasani Maharaj, his mother was living here. Mataji's mother was living here.
I see. So many parents.
Yes.
Many parents.
Yes. Then Upasani Maharaj learned these Godavari Matas and all the things, dancing, music, and these mantras, havan. Upasani Maharaj brought some talent men in Sangeet, in dancing, or in this mantra.
Upasani Maharaj.
Yes, he brought some men here. And those men trained these our kanyas.
Train.
They came here, they stay here, and they train all these kanyas.
to all perform these, the yajnas,
yes,
and all
that. All these kanyas can sing, they can yes, they can dance even. And
good musicians.
Oh yes, all the kanyas, they are good musicians.
I see.
Yes.
And tell me one thing. What happened after Upasani Maharaj died? He died in which year?
When he died, Mataji was trained by Upasani Maharaj. And then after Upasani Maharaj, when he got gone to heaven, this Mataji, he handled all the sarasthani here.
I see.
Up to this time, she is doing all the things.
She's doing everything.
Everything.
I see.
Yes.
What is the difference between Upasani Maharaj and Sati Godavari Mataji in teaching? For example, I've read that Sati Godavari Mataji is more tender than Upasani Maharaj, was very strict. But no. He was very, you see what I mean? Instead of Sati Godavari Mataji is more...
No, I would like to...
Sette sono gli yag più importanti che vengono celebrati qui a Sakori. In marzo il primo yag comincia, si chiama Sri Rama Yag e dura 7 giorni. In aprile il secondo yag dura 5 giorni. In giugno il terzo yag, chiamato il Guru Yag, dura 7 giorni. In agosto il quarto yag, ed è chiamato il Ganesh Yag, e viene celebrato durante Ganesh Chaturthi e dura dai 10 ai 12 giorni. Il quinto Yag è quello che viene celebrato adesso, in ottobre, e è a nome Shat Chandi Yag e dura circa 9-10 giorni. Il sesto Yag viene celebrato in gennaio e ha nome Surya Yag e dura 15 giorni, è il più lungo Yag che viene celebrato qui a Sakori. Il settimo Yag è in febbraio e porta il nome di Rudra Yag e dura solo 5 giorni. Questi sono i 7 Yag che sono celebrati ogni anno durante l'anno all'ashram di Sakori. Could you tell me how much money would cost the performance of one yag? For example, this yag of October.
The expense of the yag depends upon the days and the things we take or place there or havan there in that yajnas. Some yags are of 5 days, some yags are of 7 days. In this time, we have spent about 11,000 rupees.
11,000 rupees. But all this cost comes because you have to borrow. You have to borrow ritual things.
No. We have collected the money from our families.
Ah, you collect the money?
Yes, our families. Three families have celebrated this year.
Three families have contributed.
Yes, we contributed.
Whatever the things are required, say ghee, all the things, material required for the yag. Basically, whatever material is required for the yag.
What is the material required for the yag?
There are so many things. Many things. I am unable to tell you that thing. The only kanyas are the manager here, He will tell you what things are expected there.
So it's not so important, but anyhow, it's a big expense.
Yes, this is a big expense.
Thank you.